This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Cape Fear Community College opened its Philpott Veterans Center 7 years ago, and shortly after started the tradition of holding a Veterans Day ceremony. This year, the ceremony is at 10 a.m. on Friday.
I'm Ray Shafaris, the Director of Veteran Services at Cape Fear Community College. I was active in the Marine Corps for 7 years, stationed first in Marine Barracks, Washington, D.C. for 2 of those years, and then 5 years down at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
What is Veteran Services at Cape Fear Community College? What does that department do?
So our department is myself and 7 other work studies that are veterans themselves. So we try to foster an environment where our transitioning veterans and their family members and our active duty military who want to attend Cape Fear kind of get their foundation set in education before they move on to the universities or some that's just the one-stop shop for them because of the technical skills that are needed in our nation today versus bachelor's degrees. So what that department does is we help the veterans and family members transition. So we have a space, it's called the Bob Philpott Veteran Center, and it has computers, it has a lounge. My office is always open for our veterans and their family members to come in, ask questions, so that we make sure that they have a smooth transition from military life. Even the child who come in, they're like, I don't know what to do. Well, don't worry, we got this. All your worries, just leave them at the door because we're going to help you transition.
How many veterans go through Cape Fear Community College?
So fall semester, we have 530, which is a significant number because that's 530 lives, 530 family members, who are not from Wilmington in general. They're from all over the United States. So we got to think about culture. We got to think about either they're a family member or a veteran themselves, kind of trauma that they've been through. So really that number is, it's a big number, but it means so much more than just that.
Ray, tell me about the Veterans Day ceremony that's on November 9th.
The ceremony is for the veterans, but the ceremony is also for the community to come together, to learn about the veterans. A few veterans who are going to be speaking, our commissioners are going to show up. We have 4 commissioners who have shown their support. The other commissioners weren't able to make it due to scheduled events. The sheriff's office coming and just showing their support because they have a plethora of veterans that serve our community, firefighters, Wilmington, and the county. They're going to show up there. I mean, it's just going to be a great event for community. But the number one aspect I want to get through is there's still a war going on, and people don't realize that. You know, here in America, we're safe, we're free, but there's still men and women out there sacrificing their time so that we can have our freedoms that we have today. That's pretty much the message I want to push across on our day, Veterans Day, because there's still people at war. There's also still people here in the United States, and we really just want the community to show their support for our veterans.
That's Ray Shafaris, the Director of Veterans Services at Cape Fear Community College. The Veterans Day ceremony is at 10 o'clock this Friday morning at the college's Tabitha Courtyard near the corner of Walnut and Front Streets. Find our extended conversation with Ray at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.